Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We are on AM 1620 and 92.3 FM. I am in this morning with, this is Jonathan Owens. I'm in this morning with Josh Newby and John Pickens. We have now broached into the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. 4 hours before we got here seemed really, really long.
Yeah.
But now it's just blown by. We've covered so many different topics this morning. If you guys would like to go back and listen to us, if you found us interesting this morning and want to hear what we talked about earlier, we're going to probably recap some of those topics, but you can pick those up on the podcast at news. What's
newsradio923.com.
923.com. And you can go listen to the, or you can download the app too.
You can.
And stream it on the app. When I'm traveling outside the listening area, I try to listen on the app, or if I'm, you know, in the house and want to grab it on Wi-Fi and listen. I have the app, and it works out really well. I found out a little secret this morning that the unfiltered version is right. on the app.
The director's cut.
So for those of you that know what that means, y'all can go listen to the podcast and hear the unfiltered version if there ever needs to be a filtered version.
That's right.
And you have had to filter people, John. You've had to be.
Oh, yeah. That's
bleep out folks.
Not my first rodeo.
Well, we've covered all kinds of different stuff this morning. Most recently, the news topic was the Bay Center coming in. What was the cost on it?
So for the Bay Center would be $71 million.
Right.
However, for all of the expansion and improvements that they want to do to the larger footprint, it would be $189 million. That would boost the capacity from about 6,500 to 10,000 people. It would include a complete upgrade to the facility's interior and exterior, including bunker club lounges, premium seating, hospitality spaces, grab-and-go concessions, a club lobby, and other amenities. And both P&J and Channel 3 have some pictures, some artist renderings of what it could look like. It looks not as contemporary as one might like it to look. It looks more just like a, you know, when you reface your kitchen cabinets instead of completely replacing your kitchen cabinets.
Right, just change the doors.
That's
and the
sort
skins,
of
right?
Yeah. That's sort of what it looks like. But yeah,
you still got that weird cabinet in the corner that doesn't quite work
Exactly.
I can only fit two pots in here because this thing is not the right size.
That is the Bay Center. The kitchen metaphor for the Bay Center. But yeah, we were talking. You know, what should the funding mix look like for this? It is coming before the county commission this coming Thursday. However, it's only a discussion item. It's not a vote item. So it should be a pretty riveting discussion. But Jonathan, you were telling me that going back to your time in the county, which has been several years, granted, but still, the county was pretty much the entity that was expected to cough up the money, and we were talking earlier, maybe the city should pitch in, maybe Jay Patel and some of the hotels or private entities should pitch in, or maybe a management company should take it over.
Yeah, I would like to see more private dollars go into it than public dollars.
Yeah.
The government's not really good at managing real estate.
Sure.
Well, for one, it doesn't generate any tax revenue if it's under government ownership.
Right.
And you know, we're
good
gonna,
point.
You know, you like taxes more than me.
I like the benefits of taxes.
You like the benefits of taxes more than me. So the current iteration of what they want to do with the Bay Center is better than I have seen in the past.
Yeah.
It keeps it all on one footprint there. It will expand the footprint of, instead of just trying to take the same footprint that we've got and keep the same number of seats and availability for ticket sales, opening up additional space and multi-use space would make the facility or a facility, you know, better suited.
Yeah.
Would I like to see the city pitch in more?
To an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, because it benefits the folks that are in walking distance, right? I mean,
certainly.
The municipality that is the city of Pensacola is the most walkable area are those areas downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And except for Palafox right now, you know. The sidewalks on Palafox
is very walkable.
The
yeah,
sidewalks on Palafox are very walkable.
Yes.
It is a front row seat to what infrastructure improvements look like.
Right.
I went downtown on Friday night for gallery night, and I thought it was really interesting because, you know, I was expecting, oh, nobody's going to be here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Palafox is torn up, or it's cold or whatever. What was interesting, the restaurants were packed.
Hmm.
We tried to go to a couple different ones. We ended up landing on the wine bar just because we timed it and there was a wait, but there was I think it was an hour and a half wait at the German restaurant. And when we sat down, normally if we go to the wine bar for gallery night or whenever, we sit out on the sidewalk and watch the folks walk by.
Yeah.
But I think I'm running over on time.
The traffic on the five.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
We'll pick this up in a second. Hit it, John.
Yeah. Brought to you by Culver's. Try the club chicken sandwich and sign up for the Welcome to Delicious app. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, and Milton Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything on the big board right now to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Not to jinx it, but we've gone all morning with no.
I know.
Don't jinx
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hope it's that way in an hour.
Yeah, I hope we don't have anything happen. But Palafox, the restaurants were packed.
Yeah.
Simply because you couldn't sit on the sidewalk and you couldn't be out in Palafox.
Oh,
so
I see.
Normally somebody grabs a drink or whatever. They go by and they may have more alcohol sales during a normal gallery night, but mm-hmm. I think they had more food sales and more than just one drink and gone, one and done, right?
Right.
Somebody, you have to go in. If you want to talk, you're going to go inside to the restaurant. So I think it might have been good. I'd love to see what the numbers were and how it shook out. That this is off topic from where we were with the Bay Center,
important.
But it's very relevant to what's going on. And for all of our listeners out there, if you've got something you want to cover or any thoughts about anything we've covered this morning, please text in at 850-437-1620. Any local restaurateurs that are on Palafox, if you want to give us a shout out that you're listening in this morning, we'll give you guys a shout out on the radio. I'm doing everything I can to help promote my friends and businesses that are on Palafox through this time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough, right? If you can't drive by and remember, oh, I want to go to the Doghouse, or I want to go to Four mm-hmm. Seasons, or I want to go to the Bavarian restaurant or the wine bar or any of those wonderful things that are on Palafox in that 4-block section between Main Street and
Do you think Palafox should eventually become completely closed to vehicle traffic and be a pedestrian thoroughfare?
At one point I said no, but I think so now.
You think so? From
Garden to Main.
Okay.
And I think it will, this whole improvement will be the tail of the tape, right? This will tell you, because it has just been forced to be 100% pedestrian traffic for the next 9-10 months, however long it's going to take to finish this project. If it was pedestrian only, what I think it would do would help the side streets. It would help businesses on those have more traffic because it would force traffic off of Palafox. I mean, not that Palafox has all of the traffic, but if it has none of the traffic, it's got to go somewhere on the gridded streets, right?
So right.
I think it would be more beneficial for your side streets and your east-west connectors in between those streets.
That's a good point, because I imagine you don't get a lot of drive-by patronage on Intendencia or Jefferson or Balin. And I know that, like, over the years, like, I still remember when the old P&J building was there, right? And now, mm-hmm. of course, it's Southtown. So I know that over the years they have tried to implement anchor buildings to pull people off of Palafox. And look, you know, Jefferson exists too. There are other businesses and restaurants and amenities besides just Palafox. But that's an interesting, I hadn't had that thought before, Jonathan, that completely closing Palafox would force drive-by patronage onto other roads. I'm also in favor of closing Palafox and making it just a pedestrian thoroughfare. I think it would be
between Garden and Main.
Between Garden and Main, I think it would be interesting.
Garden and Main or Garden and Government?
Let's go to Main, baby. I mean, government doesn't, I mean, what do you have? O'Reilly's, you have Jackson. I'm talking about things that would be cut off if you stopped at government. You would miss out on O'Reilly's, on Seville Square, or it's not Seville Square, Plaza Ferdinand, Jackson's, that whole area. I say go to Maine.
I think it's too long. I think government, you would still need to, because that's your dividing best east-west corridor. Other than Maine and Garden is government, right? Seville's on government.
Right.
Government buildings are on right. government. If you make it too difficult to get, I'm thinking it from an ADA standpoint.
Okay.
I mean, how do you accommodate someone who's got mobility issues? They have to park on a side street.
Right.
I think it'd be nice to have a government. Government north to Maine, just that section, because really that's where the density of restaurants and walkable businesses are. You've got a park across from O'Reilly's. I don't know.
I could be convinced of that. I could be convinced of that if I knew that the area from government to Maine, the traffic would be managed in a way that would be conducive to that, because under that proposal, you would essentially have to go up to Maine, mm-hmm. then make a U-turn to come back down Palafox, right? And I'm not sure if those businesses would see increased traffic, decreased traffic, but as I'm talking it out, I don't think those businesses rely on drive-by patrons, right? If you're going to Jackson's, you're going to Jackson's, come right. hell or high water.
Right.
But, so yeah, but
don't forget about what turning Palafox into pedestrian only. I give you an example. When we went down this last weekend, I parked in front of Bistroology.
Okay.
Because the side street, there's signs on either of the streets, north and south, that run north and south that say the road's closed. Mm-hmm. So people don't necessarily, they see the sign. So I had a great parking spot for, right. for gallery. I was right here behind where the old post office was.
Yeah.
So it worked out great. We parked right in front of Bistroology. We tried to go in there. We're having a private party. Have you been to that place?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but I want to go now that I've
sort of got a bourgeoisie, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it looked cool.
Well, you're very bourgeoisie, John.
Oh, stop.
I'm just kidding.
I want to go and check it out. But this closing off Palafox.
Yeah.
Will it have a positive and negative effect? Because if you're driving and you're looking for parking, you're not a downtown resident. You're right. not walking.
Right.
You're going to try to find the closest parking spot to get to whatever destination
of course.
You get to.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. The nice thing about that would be if they closed off Palafox, you'd have the ability to open it north or south of Government Street. But again, it's city of Pensacola.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy with.
Yeah, that's right. You don't get a vote.
I don't get
Jonathan.
A vote.
Don't show up to city council and talk. Let's see. So I want to talk briefly about. We brought up 9 Mile a couple times. OLF 8, the northern part of town, and I've heard Rusty Branch, who used to work for Julian McQueen,
yep.
refer to, I think, sort of jokingly, but seriously, also 9 Mile as they're trying to make it the new Palafox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not in terms of walkability, but just in terms of like business
retail,
yeah. because the university's right there. I used to live off of 9 Mile. I haven't been up there in years. I went up there the other day. Man, what a hellhole of traffic management 9 Mile Road is.
Well, you turn 9 Mile into an interstate.
It's a
freeway.
It's a strode, right? It has the amenities of roads in that strip malls and retails are on either side, but it has the traffic management of a street where you're still going 55 between red lights. What do you think? Are you in favor of turning 9 Mile into a more retail and restaurant-centric part of town?
I mean, it kind of is. I mean, that's look at.
But nobody goes to a restaurant on 9 Mile to go to a restaurant on. There's no Jackson's on 9 Mile. There's no destination dining on 9 Mile. It's chain stuff.
Be careful what you ask for.
Oh, I don't live up there, so I don't have a dog in the fight.
I'm just saying, be careful what you ask for.
Let's go to John with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now or delays. This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Service. It's now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I wanted to hear the rest. There we go. Oh, so this is the Aerosmith version.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
No, this is the Run DMC.
But there is a Run DMC
less
Aerosmith version.
Yes.
Yeah, but yes. This is not that. Okay.
No, this is just Run DMC. Yeah. We're going to walk this way and talk this way.
That's right. Okay.
So we were talking about Nine Mile Road being the new Palafox from a retail standpoint and how bad traffic is up there. Finish your thought.
Well, I know that for years, because the university is out there, because there's some high density residents coming, you know, to the sort of west end of 9 Mile, that they've been trying to push 9 Mile as a destination street, much like Palafox's, have some destination dining, have some, you know, high visibility retail there, because it's largely like strip malls and vet offices and gas stations and stuff like that now. And so I was just asking the question, you know, what would it take to transform 9 Mile into a more not just pedestrian friendly, but consumer friendly space? Because it is it's in this weird middle ground of, yes, you can shop, yes, you can dine, but the people who live out there are not doing that on 9 Mile. They're just trying to get where the heck they're going. No one is going to 9 Mile to eat at a particular restaurant unless, again, they live out there. I think you'd have to have some really strong anchor restaurants out there.
That weren't a flag, you know, a national flag or a franchise or
right,
something
right,
like that.
Exactly.
There used to be some that were
out there. This might have been before my time.
In Milestone area. I don't live out there, so I don't, you know, go to these restaurants. But what's the one that's it's right there on Faces 9 Mile Road. Blank.
So like Everman
in front of Publix.
I know what you're talking about.
It used to be a locally owned.
Yes. Yes.
And that was prior to the population boom that, you know, that Beulah saw.
Right.
Is someone willing to take a chance? And because of the amount of rooftops that are up there and
something. I mean, Everman's been successful out there.
I think that's going to happen at OLF 8. I think you're going to see restaurants that aren't necessarily franchises
really?
At OLF 8, depending on how they do, how it lays out, how it shakes out. We don't know. I mean, we've got, again, watercolor drawings and theory on what it's going to look like. But I think that is the place for it to happen, where you have to make it easier. Jackson's or Fish House, or, you know,
an
iconic restaurant, you know, downtown restaurant, you know, Global Grill or Iron or any of those great restaurants. I think you're going to see something like that happen at OLF 8. Now, that's far to the west, to the west end. That's not in the core that you're talking about, in between Pine Forest Road and Highway 29 and all the way over to the university.
Right.
I think 9 Mile is what Pace Boulevard used to be. Because Pace is the same kind of thing now. It's a fly-through between from downtown to you get to Car City.
So. Right. Agreed.
We got a break coming up.
Therese Crowley. On this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, the DOJ has launched a civil rights investigation into anti-ICE protesters who stormed a Minneapolis church mid-service, believing the pastor had ties to ICE, chanting the name Renee Good and asking what privileged parishioners had done to help Somali migrants.
The Department of Justice will come down hard. Our civil rights division will come down hard on anybody who tries to impede or intimidate somebody in a place of worship.
As DOJ Senior Advisor Alina Haba tells Fox, the World Economic Forum opens in Davos. Eight European nations threaten to launch a trade bazooka at the U.S. if President Trump imposes 10% tariffs to advance his move to acquire Greenland. Also in Davos, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. President Trump says he intends to sue the bank for debanking him after the Capitol riot. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 35 degrees right now, and it is sunny this morning in Pensacola. Cold start to our day, and have a little bit more of that tonight and tomorrow as well. We'll get our full forecast with Marion Caldwell. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Also, your financial update coming up here in a few minutes. But first, our news headlines this morning. Escambia County's high school graduation rate has jumped more than 5% to 89.5% this year. And Superintendent Keith Leonard crediting family support, hardworking teachers, and targeted tutoring for that increase. 2,485 students walked across the stage last May, and Superintendent Leonard says he believes this May could bring even more graduates. Okaloosa and Santa Rosa counties also saw increases in their graduation rates here this year. Escambia County Commissioners discussing plans this week to upgrade the Pensacola Bay Center. The plans would renovate the aging facility built back in 1985. Upgrades include seating, hospitality spaces, improved concessions. Now, the basic renovation cost for that would be about $71 million. The full project would add some new amenities like an event center, community ice rink, possibly even an on-site hotel. The total cost with all the amenities would be $189 million. No vote is expected. They'll be discussing that. I had been saying Thursday, but actually it's going to be Friday morning is this week's Escambia County Commission meeting. Two people were injured in a crash in Cantonment on Saturday afternoon. That crash happened on Highway 29 when a pickup truck and an SUV collided. The pickup left the roadway and hit a big pine tree. Now, the victims were taken to the hospital. FHP is still investigating. There is a new primary care clinic in Milton. It's been opened now by the Baptist Medical Group. The clinic is at 4244 Avalon Boulevard. That'll be led by board-certified physician Dr. Gerwinder Carr. Hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. A Crestview man facing weapons charges after investigators responded to a shooting scene at his home. 54-year-old Reginald Bradshaw is charged with possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. The investigation began on January 15th when a gun discharged during a fight between two women at the residence. One of them was shot in the shoulder. Bradshaw admitted to owning firearms. Deputies found seven guns and ammunition when they served a search warrant. Well, it is a historic winter here in the Panhandle. Snow reported at the airport for the second straight year yesterday. Now, it's the first time that the state has ever recorded snowfall in back-to-back years. Yesterday's snowfall wasn't a whole lot, though. The Weather Service did report less than an inch of snow. Last year's snowfall, of course, the snowpocalypse, was a lot more impactful with almost 9 inches over 2 days. New day is coming for Cuba and Venezuela. That from Senator Ashley Moody this week. She spoke at an event in Miami over the weekend. It was called Prayer for Cuba and Venezuela. She wrote on X that we're all witnessing a great awakening in our hemisphere, thanks to the leadership of President Trump and Secretary Marco Rubio. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens for our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got not an accident, but a major delay right now on Davis Highway, just north of Airport Boulevard. I'm seeing both the northbound and southbound lanes are seeing some major delays in that area. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our weather update from Marion Caldwell.
Cold to start out the week. Temperatures in the 20s and 30s on your Monday morning, making way for low 50s for highs this afternoon. As the week goes on, temperatures do moderate back into the middle and upper 60s ahead of increasing rain chances we'll be left with through the middle and end of the week. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Forecast.
Thank you very much, Marion. And we've got 37 degrees now here in Pensacola, 35 in Gulf Breeze, 33 in Milton. All right, your money now this morning. Well, no trading on Wall Street today. In observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange both reopened for regular business on Tuesday. Taking a look at some of our other numbers. Bonds closed up slightly on Friday at 2.33%. Now today in commodities, looking at gold, we are up $77.10, $46.72.50. Silver's up just about $5 at $93.43 right now. Bitcoin is down just over $2,500 at $92,720.80. The World Economic Forum kicks off today in Davos, Switzerland. President Trump will be making an appearance there later this week. It's the first time he's appeared at the forum in 6 years. The White House says Trump's speech on Wednesday will emphasize that the United States and Europe need to leave behind economic stagnation and the policies that caused it. The Detroit Auto Show is now open to the public at Huntington Place in Detroit, of course. Visitors arrived on Saturday downtown Detroit to get a look at the new models and concept vehicles from automakers. The show also features interactive attractions, including a ride in a new Ford Bronco, that brought several people to the show to check it out. The Detroit Auto Show running through Sunday. Well, European officials expressing alarm over President Trump's plan to impose a 10% tariff on Denmark and its allies as he's ramping up pressure to acquire Greenland. At a news conference in London, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The use of tariffs against allies is completely wrong. It is not the right way to resolve differences within an alliance.
In a post on Truth Social, the president said the new import taxes start February 1st, and they'll increase to 25% on June 1st. He says they'll stay in place until a deal is reached for the U.S. purchase of Greenland. 8:38, our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
So a few years ago, my wife and I were looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We thought that was the car we wanted to buy. We weren't sure, and we always try to get a sense of what we're going to buy before we buy it. That way, we're not pressured at the time to figure out which one to buy and also actually finding the one. So we went test driving, and we couldn't find one. It was just not available. The model had changed with a new generation. The pre-owned certifieds were either purchased before you could actually drive them or they weren't able to be driven. And it was just an incredible problem for us. So we were searching to find a test drive. We found it at Frontier Motors. We weren't ready to buy a car. It was going to be 6 months. No big deal. But they had one, so we drove it. It was the color we liked. It was the trim level we wanted. And it was a great car with about 12 or 13,000 miles and a year old. We loved it. We test drove it and we're getting ready to leave. And they're like, well, do you want to look at a price? And I said, well, not wanting to be rude. Okay. And they showed me the price, and I thought, well, that's good. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. And I said, can you give us the day to think about it? And they said, yes. And I said, can you come down a little bit more the next day? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. And that was it. It was that easy to buy a great value, excellent car, exactly the thing that we've been looking for. And we were really only looking to test drive it, but because they were so easy to work with, we went ahead and bought it. You can have that same kind of experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Curated music. I thought that was the Law and Order theme at first.
That's far from Law and Order.
That was far from Law and Order.
Far from Law and Order.
I'm tired, guys.
Welcome back. We are in the countdown to the end of the show. I am Jonathan Owens, and I am here with Josh Newby and John Pickens covering for Andrew this morning on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We have covered a variety of topics this morning. Most recently, we were talking about Nine Mile Road and it being the new Palafox of Escambia County. You know, that brings up the demographic shift, right? Mm-hmm. A population shift. Beulah has exploded over the past 5-7 years, yeah. Really. And the next place for the growth to go and still be in Escambia County is up 29.
Yeah.
So it, you know, we've been getting lots of texts, maybe because people are awake now. We've been here since 5, and the texts are starting to stream in. The folks that are at work or are enjoying their coffee right now, if they're not at work on this Martin Luther King holiday, are asking us questions and telling us what their opinions are. And if you have time in the next 20 minutes to get a text in or a call into us, feel free, 850-437-1620. Some of the texts that came in said there are no fancy restaurants on Nine Mile Road. You know, that kind of goes with what you're saying, yeah. Josh. There's not a lot of... And what makes it fancy? Is it mom and pop, locally owned?
Well, I think it's locally owned. I think it's, you know, more cosmopolitan cuisine, you know, a higher shelf liquor, that sort of thing. And look, no one is the issue with chain restaurants. I have nothing against chain restaurants. The problem that arises with chain restaurants is you don't get any outside money into an area. You live in Perdido, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. You are not traveling to the Chili's on Nine Mile Road from Perdido. The simple reason is that if you want to eat at Chili's, there are about 3 or 4 Chili's restaurants closer to you than mm-hmm. the one on Nine Mile Road.
Sure.
However, if there were a Jackson's restaurant on Nine Mile Road that and it wasn't on Palafox, you would travel from Perdido to Jackson's on Nine Mile.
Do you work for Jackson's?
I don't, them. But I call cite you will them appreciate. Frequently. Let's use Global Grill.
Frank and Jane will appreciate that.
You're welcome, Collier. So if you're bringing outside money, you're bringing outside perspective, and someone who might normally never come to Nine Mile is now coming to Nine Mile because of destination dining or destination retail. This, of course, dovetails with how people make consumer decisions, where they decide to go. And right now, I'm sorry, but no one is traveling from outside of the 9 Mile area to 9 Mile for a retail or dining option. But they could be. There, I mean, you don't have to get rid of all chain restaurants. You can have both.
Right.
And I think that if 9 Mile wants to become the new Palafox, wants to become the new destination for outside money and outside influence, that's what they have to do.
Yeah. I think OLFA is going to be that site.
That's interesting.
For opportunity. Clean slate, right? I mean, yeah. So it depends on how this all shakes out and what they design and come for an opportunity for a restaurant like Global Grill to have another location. Maybe you take the branding that you have and, you know, that you've built up downtown
right.
over the years.
Parlay that.
And parlay it up there. Mm-hmm. Let's jump to John for traffic on the fives real quick.
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Davis Highway, both northbound and southbound between Langley and Airport, you're going to see some major delays, about a 12-minute delay in that area.
Oh, wow.
I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Any idea why?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You should investigate.
You need some drone footage or something to go fly out. Wouldn't that be cool?
I've got mine in my car.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could do that from
pop
here?
It up just real quick.
Pop the drone problem. Up and go see what. Why do we have this if there's no accident?
I'd love to do that.
That would be cool. Anyway, we're talking about 9 Mile and the area and development out there. Up 29 is where the growth is going to go. Yeah. So, and people like to travel with close to their home, like you said, to go to a chain restaurant. And if there was a second location of, you know, insert great restaurant from downtown, 9 Mile doesn't have that feel of a downtown anywhere in the United States, right? I mean, there's any downtown walkable, you know, 100-year-old, 200-year-old city.
Right.
We've had lots of opportunities and growth and recession and growth and recession of downtown Pensacola. I mean, God, look at, I can remember in the 80s and 90s when there was nothing on Palafox.
Yeah.
I mean, the first two things
like
that
New
I
York
can
New York Knicks or something.
New York Knicks and Hopjacks were the first two in my, you know, recent memory of restaurants. Now, prior to that, there was bars and restaurants that were on Palafox at one time. I mean, you had the sit-ins that happened at the retail that was on Palafox, but then for, you know, decades it was vacant. I think there's going to be a shift to the north end of the county because that's where the growth is coming.
I hope there is.
So we may be just ahead of it.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about
we're real tastemakers, Jonathan, and I think that's what we're doing. Is we're trend setting for 9 Mile.
We're ahead of it. I would love to see some great stuff come up to 9 Mile and in that area. You know, small mom and pop type restaurants that would draw outside traffic. The folks around 9 Mile don't want anybody anywhere around the county
driving
up to 9 Mile to go eat.
Right.
Costco is going to bring people though.
That's true. I mean, that's an example of, you know, middle brow destination retail. You know, it doesn't have to be some boutique. It doesn't have to be Saks Fifth Avenue. Costco, BJ's, any of these retail spaces with, you know, a loyal fandom are going to bring outside people. And that's great. You know, 9 Mile doesn't have to be this, you know, high wage, you know, cosmopolitan crowd, but it does need to have some unique assets that you can only get on 9 Mile.
Let me jump in here. Somebody just sent a text in. It said 9 Mile is about to get a family owned Wagyu steak restaurant, which I will consider to be high end.
That's great.
Awesome. That's great news. See,
I'd love that texter.
We don't know what we don't know.
That's wonderful. If that texter like knows that. whereabouts on 9 Mile it's going, he or she should share that. I'd be interested.
We would.
But that'd be fascinating.
Love to help promote. You know,
definitely,
especially a locally owned business like that. Not that franchises aren't locally owned.
No,
as well,
but Chick-fil-A doesn't need promotion.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's got national branding that you know, needs no help.
Right.
I mean, there's some national chains could take a lesson from Chick-fil-A process management and logistics. Goodness gracious, they can run some folks.
They've got it figured out. Absolutely,
they've got it figured out. But back, you know, Costco's going to bring a lot of traffic.
That's right.
A lot of people that don't, you know, normally go to 9 Mile Road. I know folks that go to Mobile to go to Costco to shop. I mean, that live here.
Oh, same. I work with. Yes. Yeah, they make a day of it.
Yep. We're going to Costco. Going to Mobile. And they'll have lunch.
That's right.
At some either chain or mom and pop restaurant.
Well, it's
over
the same way with Lambert's. You know,
yeah.
people
go shopping at Foley, retail.
To go to Lambert's, and that's a perfect example of, you know, middle income, you know, middle brow dining, which is perfectly acceptable. And again, it brings outside money and outside influence. That's all you want. You want a more diversified community, a more diversified economy. You know, a tide that lifts all ships, as it were.
Yeah, I got a text in here from someone that used to be on the DIB. When Palafox changed from going one way, south to two-way street.
That's right.
On the day it opened, we immediately doubled the number of vehicles traveling on Palafox, and new businesses flocked to Palafox. The traffic was slowed down thanks to replacing the traffic lights with four-way stops, which made it
there
more also
road diet.
Yeah, road diet, more pedestrian friendly too, which made it kinder and friendlier to feel. I would hate to see Palafox blocked off again.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting perspective, right? Yeah. Someone who's seen it go through all of the iterations. And, I mean, especially someone that was on the DIB.
Yeah, I mean.
Pre exactly. All of the growth that has happened down there.
Yeah.
So.
We got a couple minutes left, and there was some disagreement that was sparked in the break when you and I were discussing, Jonathan. You want to close the show out with tariff policy, something really easy to solve?
Oh, what? Like make them go away?
Yeah, my perspective on this personally is that things that require complex supply chains and, you know, years of capital investment to build a manufacturing plant do not shockingly benefit from tariffs.
Oh, of course,
and I think that's why you've seen prices increase on
saw prices increase prior to the tariffs, though. I mean, the tariffs
in
drive,
certain sectors.
Yeah, I mean, what matters to you and I is what costs, what happens at the grocery store and at
for
the
sure.
restaurants, right?
For sure.
That's not tariffs' fault.
No, well, I mean, some
now,
agricultural...
Now, will we see the effects of those tariffs in 12 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
You talk to Ryan Jenkins, right,
mm-hmm.
That Andrew talks to every month or so, and tariff policy has hugely impacted
sure.
his
sure.
agricultural business and agricultural planning. And I think there's something to be said, too, for policy uncertainty and how that has sort of led to, you know, a notable contraction in a lot of what you would otherwise hope tariffs would... tariff growth would stimulate.
What will be interesting to see, going back to what we were talking about earlier this morning with Trump and who the next
yeah.
who's going to follow up Trump.
Yeah.
Will they carry on the tariffs? How long will the tariffs last? Will the tariffs last?
Will the tariffs be
right.
overturned by SCOTUS?
Will they be overturned by SCOTUS?
Right.
Or will they, if they're not overturned by SCOTUS, how long will they hold on to those tariffs? And will the next elected president have the stones to hold on to them, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see.
What do you think about this tariffing for Greenland?
Oh man,
come on!
Tariffing for Greenland, or just
that's what
trying
I'm, that's
to
what I'm
take
calling
it,
the campaign tariffing for Greenland.
Trying to take over Greenland?
Yeah.
I'm only as good as my algorithm feeds me.
Okay, you're hedging. You're hedging deeply here, Jonathan.
Well, I mean. Geopolitically, would having control of a large land mass between the other large superpowers in the world, other than an ocean, be beneficial to the United States and,
yeah.
dare I say, MAGA, you know, making America great?
Sure.
You know, would it be.
But how do we do that? That's the question. Obviously, military force is off the table, I assume, for you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
We don't go in with guns and take over.
No. We're not Iran. But I think using, you know, Article 1 powers, on tariff policy as the executive branch is doing right now is just pure bully pulpit tactics toward Greenland.
Well, like I said earlier, Trump's the FAFO king, right? President.
Yeah.
You don't low unless you try. And I think he's trying everything that has not been politically correct. Over the past, you know,
why isn't he trying to go through Congress?
Why not try something different? He's doing something different.
This sounds like discretionary spending.
I don't
why
agree.
Why go through the county administrator?
Right.
Let's just have Commissioner
Josh is
May.
Trying to take control at the end of the show and wrap it all up with
right.
him being the winner.
Well,
whether you like Trump or not, you know what he's about. is that you don't know what he's about. You don't know what's coming next. He has done things that I have would never have expected to be coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
Venezuela, for example. I mean, he went and got Maduro. Maduro's been a, you know, international on the international wanted list for a long time. Trump went and did it.
Yeah.
Without congressional approval. So who knows what the future holds? Traffic on the fives coming up.
That's right. So let's see here. If you were on Davis Highway between Langley and Airport, both northbound and southbound lanes, we're seeing about a 10-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Penair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Penair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, the news radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. We're back again for the last 4 minutes of our show. This is Jonathan Owens in with Josh Newby and John Pickens on Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, and dependable. Josh, man, we made it.
We did make it.
We made it through 4 hours.
I think it was a great discussion.
I think we covered so many different things.
Yeah.
And on this Martin Luther King holiday, when folks, the folks that are in, that observe federal holidays for their employment are off, and then, you know, everybody else out there is out still trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
I got a text in earlier, said, hey man, some of us are still working out here, don't forget about us.
That's right.
So we've covered a lot, man. I really enjoyed it this morning.
Me too.
I look forward to doing this again. Not that we want Andrew to go anywhere, but he gets a break every now and then too.
That's right.
And this is my first time doing this, and I think your
likewise,
first time doing this
yeah.
as well. So hopefully we did a good enough job to get invited back in the future.
This was our rehearsal.
This is our dress rehearsal.
Our dress rehearsal. Yeah.
Of hanging out with John and traffic. I know we normally do traffic on the fives, but we got a little bit of an update when we were on the commercial break there.
Yep. You want, go ahead. No, I want you to do it.
No, ooh, man, I'm going to miss it because I was kind of thinking about what I was going to talk about next. This is your thing, man.
Well, it seems that downtown area, just don't try to get around it because the parades. And traffic is really backed up in that area. And, of course, Palo Fox, again, being down,
is
going to even hinder.
What was that over on Langley?
Between Langley and Airport on Davis Highway, both northbound and southbound, there's evidently a fire or a fire truck over at the Elder People's.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, the Beacon or whatever it is? Yeah. So,
yikes. Just be aware of that. Stay away from that area.
Yeah. Medical emergency or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Josh.
Yeah, I think the theme of the morning has been, you know, civil discourse, civil disagreement. I think Andrew does a great job of that. I think we've done a good job talking through our disagreements. But like we talked on the phone the other day, there's more agreement and there's more overlap between the right and the left, particularly on local issues.
When two people get in a room together and can talk about things other than just watching, knives being thrown back and forth on social media.
Points being scored.
Thumbs up or thumbs downing a comment or, you know, an angry face or a happy face.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, I think the country needs more of that. The city needs more of that. The county needs more of that. And I think there's a lot to be learned from one another. There's more to be learned from people you disagree with than people you already agree with. Maybe... For Martin Luther King Day, you know, log off of social media, get off the internet, talk to someone.
Go talk to your neighbor.
Talk to your neighbor, talk to your friends, someone you disagree with.
Pick up the phone.
Come to a mutual understanding.
Call your friends.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. It was great.
See you guys.
Enjoyed it.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.